And away we go. It is Scott Spears here at the 173rd Marion County Fair, joined by Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and Sean Kraft, and we are going to have fun tonight. We've seen some ghosts of radio station past here already today. Linda Sims is somewhere around this fair. Well, she's not really radio station past. She's still present. I just don't see her a whole lot. Linda Sims is around here somewhere. I haven't seen her, but I think she's going to stop back by. Olivia Hale was by just a few seconds ago, and when we pulled out the microphone, she took off. She must be a queen here at the fair. She must be one of those people. And it's going to be a night to behold. And now remember, there's going to be a quick change tonight at 8 o'clock. We are doing the Friday night show because it's a popular show. So here's what's going to happen. At 8 o'clock, when we go dark here at the fair, there's going to be our 15-minute break at the top of the hour. Pastor Craig is going to drive 90 miles an hour down to the studio to get there before 8:15 to get on the air so we can start that 8:15 show, that Friday night show. And Matt and Sean and I are going to throw this table on Sean's back and carry it out the door and get back to the studio to join Pastor Craig for the duration of the program tonight and taking your phone calls tonight from 8:15 until 10 o'clock to round out the week that was. Now, Matt, we do have a sponsor here at the fair. Roll out.
WGH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County Fair are being sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. Have fun at the fair.
Perfect. And we're also going to have Cooking Man on tonight. Cooking Man, whose name is?
Good question.
Well, that'll be good when we introduce him.
Yeah, what is his name?
Tell us your name. That's how you start it. We'll get him over here. But he's going to tell us why cooking without water is healthier for you.
Absolutely.
We're going to learn that. Yeah. Now, Pastor, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. It's been a fun week.
Hasn't it been a fun week?
It has been a fun week.
You know, I like the fair, but I also like we've had a great group here every night at the fair.
We really have, and last night there was so much excitement here, just with the guests we had, and like you were talking about this morning, the people taking videos and taking pictures and just standing around our booth here. It's been a fun week, and also we've had things happen on the breaks and things happen outside that have been funny little stories that we'll cherish for a long time.
Well, you know what was funny? Last night, I think I told Matt and Sean both this last night. They both sent me great pictures and great video of stuff we did, and I always try to put that up the same night. But last night, I was so worn out, but also there was so much. I wrote one post, and I said, listen, I don't have time to put any pictures or video up tonight. I'm just going to let you know. It involved Mary Ellen Withrow, it involved Pastor Craig, it involved George Kasotis, it involved Matt, Sean, me, and we had photographers, we had deep-fried Twinkies, we had people singing songs and getting claps, we had magic, we had everything last night. It was one of the most fun nights. I don't think there'll ever be as memorable a night at the fair, or has been, as last night was. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. It really was. I think it will be the memorable night.
Well, you know what? And this is the first time we've really had to reflect back on that. And I want to get, because everybody who's here right now was here last night. Let's start with some of the stuff is kind of superfluous. But the thing that got me was, first of all, George's singing. PS 117. Now, he was so timid to sing this song last night, but when he ended up singing it, you could hear, that's right, he was opera. You could hear, and Pastor Craig has a video of this. I'm going to have to get him to send that to somebody so we can get that up on the website. Because I want people to understand, he did not just sing the thing. It was like he was at Carnegie Hall. Sean, George Kasotis in 117 last night.
Yeah, you know, he's a very good singer. You know, you don't want to pass him up. I think he was in choir, he told me at one time, I believe.
But he was so timid. Do you really want me to sing that? But boy, when he sang it, he sang it. Matt, what'd you make of that?
117 is still probably the best fight song that I've ever heard. Like, modern-day fight songs, at least the ones around here, are nothing in comparison to 117. It's so much shorter, and 117 is just better.
George has it. Now, Pastor Craig, what did you make of 117? Was that the first time you'd heard 117?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was great because, you know, here's this 91-year-old guy. He still remembers every word he's singing it, and the fight songs today, I mean, half the kids I graduated with, I guarantee you, couldn't even couldn't even say what our song was. But there was, yeah, there was so much enthusiasm on his part.
So that was one moment last night. And again, we have this all taped. I know a lot of people didn't hear it last night because we had a little bit of technical difficulty. But we got it taped here. It's all going to be heard at one point or another, and it's going to be something for you. Now, another point in last night's broadcast that was very funny to me. Well, I shouldn't say this part was funny. There is. I'm going to save that one, set that over here for a second. But Mary Ellen Withrow and the magic trick from the almost amazing Rex and Dana involving the money, turning $5 bills into $100 bills. And when he did it, I forget what she yelled. It's amazing. Something like it was like she.
And then she immediately said, "How'd you do that?
How'd you do that?" But she jumped. I mean, I was sitting next to her. I didn't expect that. Why? It was one of those things. It was a fun moment.
I remember when I watched him do it the first time, I was sitting behind him, and I heard he was about to do a magic trick, so I stood up to, like, see the magic trick, and he just waves the money, and then all of a sudden, you see hundreds appear, and I was just like, what?
At that moment, what'd you make of that? You'd never seen that. That was your first time for it.
That was my first time, but, you know, I saw magic, you know, I'm a good magic person. I'm not me, but I like watching it, and it hit me really fast, and he was really fast.
But did you hear Mary Ellen's jump? That's what sold it to me. Because I had seen that trick earlier in the week. I knew what was going to go down, but I thought, you got the Treasurer of the United States, and not just the Treasurer of the United States, you've got the lady who has signed more money than anybody in the history of the world watching a money trick, and it stunned her, and I love that.
And all I've done today is collect $1 bills, because I've got to get them changed.
That's right. That's what you got. If you can get that guy to do that for you, you'll be a millionaire like that. So that was a moment last night in the broadcast, and then... Now, Matt is the savior on this one because Matt got a trade-out deal for a deep-fried Twinkie last night, so we didn't even have to pay that big cover charge for the deep-fried Twinkie. And then there was some trepidation on Mary Ellen and George's part about trying the deep-fried Twinkie, but they went in. They went all in on it last night, which was great. So tell us about the deep-fried Twinkie.
Mary Ellen took two bites. They were both very hesitant to eat it, and then Mary Ellen took a bite. She said it was a lot better than she thought it was going to be.
She took a couple more bites.
Took another bite, and then George didn't even use a fork. He just bit into it. And Mary Ellen had another bite after that, and then George finished it off.
That's exactly right. Pastor Craig, that to me, just to say it, that you have a legendary Marion restaurateur, raconteur, and a 40th Treasury of the United States, 183 years of life between them, sitting here eating a deep-fried Twinkie at the fair. I loved it.
And what was kind of neat about it, and both of them, Mary Ellen and with George, after they had that first bite and they were telling you, wow, that's better than I thought, and they're still talking to you and they're reaching over to get that second bite, both of them did that. It was amazing.
And George about jumped on the thing, which was a little worrisome, but I about said, he ain't going to make 91. What'd you make of that, Sean, the Twinkie?
Well, I like it when Mary Ellen says, "It's sticking to my teeth." That was funny.
She needed some water. Yeah. She had to clear that up. Yeah. So that was a great moment from last night. And then I think the coup de grace of the whole thing was just the pandemonium of it all with the pictures and the hoopla that was here, because it was just packed in here at that moment. And it was, I should mention the golf cart. Thank you, Sheriff Bales, for the golf cart. But traveling up and down the Midway with Mary Ellen and riding on the back of this golf cart, which we were going at a slow walk, I think, at that point, to go down and get a gyro, and then sharing, I think we all partook in sharing I can't remember again. Well, have a seat. Now, it's not a waffle. What is it? Why will that not stick in my brain?
I had the same problem you had.
Gosh, what is that thing called? Funnel cake, funnel cake.
Funnel cake, yes.
Funnel cake. French waffles. French waffles. Now, see, that's my favorite at the fair, is the French waffles that crumble. So, Mary Ellen, we all partook in Mary Ellen's funnel cake.
It was good.
What'd you make of that? I know you weren't part of the ride, but what did you make of it?
I was keeping up with the golf cart with no struggles at all. I could have outpaced the golf cart.
We about did a wheelie at one point, Sean.
We sure did.
I was worried. I thought that was the end.
I was getting ready to fall off.
I thought God said, well, he's had such a fun night, this is the end. Because we about wheelied that golf cart last night.
Yeah.
It was the moment.
That the front end, those front tires came up a good inch off the ground.
So you saw it.
And then for the so she learned to like get off to a slower start instead of just punching it. But even then, there was a couple times when we're lifting up off the ground.
Now, didn't we hit a bump when we took off the second time, didn't we? There was a dip in the road.
Yeah,
so that was a big...
But it doesn't help when you have refrigerator Perry on the back of it like me.
I wasn't going to say it.
I'm just saying.
We should have balanced that a little bit better, I think.
Maybe I should have set up there with the sheriff.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah,
Mary Ellen on the back.
I even offered to go stand on the front end, but I don't know how much that would have helped.
But there was never so much laughter and fun last night. And again, if you didn't get a chance to hear it, it will be in the archives, and it will also be rebroadcast at a special time. That 2 hours last night, Mary Ellen Withrow, George Kasotis, the almost amazing Rex and Dana, Pastor Craig, Sean, Matt, Dick Schwaderer was here taking. It was a whole thing last night, and I still haven't got those pictures. So it's a whole thing to come. And we're joined now by host of Voice of a People, 9 years with this station, Linda Sims. Linda, oh my, what are we sticking on here? We're on my seat. Here we go. Linda, how are you at the fair?
I'm doing well. It's a lot of more shade out there now, so it's not as hot.
What is your favorite fair food? We've asked everybody this week.
Funnel cake, I like that.
You're with the funnel cakes as well?
Yes. Yes.
And what is your, did you like to ride rides, or did you like to ride rides at some point?
I did, yeah.
No more?
Long time, yeah.
Now, you can probably still go on the Ferris wheel, right?
Yeah. It's kind of slow, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little slow. You should have rode that golf cart last night. That was exciting. Yeah, that was really a thrill ride last night.
What were you guys doing?
Well, what happened was Mary Ellen wanted to go down and get some food, but, you know, walking that distance would not have been good. So I called up Sheriff Bales, and again, my hat off to Sheriff Bales. He said, sure, Scott, I'll get you a golf cart.
Right.
So he got us a golf cart, and so far so good. It was all looking good, and then weights and balances did not go as they should golf cart, and it was about disaster, but it turned out okay.
Well, good.
I think that golf cart didn't have good springs on it.
I'm sure it doesn't now. I'm sure you could go out there and see which one it is. It's the one with the flat back tires out there.
Oh, my.
So, Matt, when that golf cart took the wheelie, were you worried?
I mean, I didn't think anybody's life was seriously at risk. So, I thought it was funny.
There you go. You can send it into funniest home videos. So, Linda, how'd you spend the 4th of July?
Oh, we went on a riverboat cruise.
Oh, my.
Cincinnati. Really nice. Real nice. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Did you see any fireworks or anything?
Yeah, I saw the fireworks.
Oh, how nice.
A little place called Coney Island, not the one in New York, but right off the shore.
Oh, very nice. So
what
you had
was that river? High River? Okay, High River. Yeah, it was nice. Had dinner on the boat and all that. A lot of people.
So you had a good time down at the fair.
Had a good time.
Well, I'm so glad you're here tonight because you have broadcast many years with us from the fair as well.
Yes, I have.
9 years. I think the only year we took off was the pandemic. And they closed it down for a year.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, last year, you and I were broadcasting from the, it was a tool shed, I think, broadcasting from up there.
That's true. It's so true.
I'm so glad we're back here in the Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. Much better.
That was not enjoyable last year. But being here at the Marion County Fair is just a thrill, and it's always enjoyable. And now you've eaten at the fair. You've had a hamburger. You had some of Mary Ellen's funnel cake last night. Anything other than that?
No, that's it. That's the only two things I had.
Matt, what have you eaten? You got Gatorades, and last night you had that heart attack in a bowl over there. What was that thing?
It was curly fries with chili, cheese, and bacon.
I'm telling you, this thing, I mean, you know, I got a clogged artery just looking at it from across the way.
It was a small, but it was like a brick. It was like the size of a brick.
How'd you sleep last night? Have any digestion problems?
No digestion problems.
He's young yet.
He's young. Give him about 10 years, then he'll get the digestion problems. Pastor Craig, have you eaten anything at the fair?
Yeah, I'll have to admit, I guess I'm kind of the glutton here. One night I had the bratwurst from Wagner Pork.
Delicious.
Excellent. Sorry, Sean, but it is good. And then another night, I had the crunch wrap taco. Really good. It was full of ingredients, just stuffed right full. And then another night I had a chili dog. It was okay. It was okay. And then
now again, this was chili or manwich?
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
It was advertised as a chili dog, but it's questionable whether it's chili or manwich. And then then last night I just made a quick dash, grabbed a hot dog on my way out. So.
Hot dog is fair food.
Yeah.
To me, when I think of fair food, I think basics. I think hot dogs, cotton candy, that sort of thing. But I know it's gotten very, very technical now here at the fair. I mean, we've got fried, hand dipped, and this and that, and everything.
I mean, in a deep fried Twinkie? I mean, really?
Hey, listen, George Kasotis and Mary Ellen went to town on that deep fried Twinkie last night.
They did.
They polished that thing off. That must have been good.
Yeah.
Deep fried Twinkie. Oh, you got to get one of those, Linda, on the way out there. Apparently, now I didn't even get a chance. I was going to take a bite of it, but boy, those two wouldn't. I wouldn't even put my hand near it. I'm afraid I wouldn't get a finger back last night. I mean, they were going to town.
Yeah. The people at the place were super nice. They.
And what's their name?
Proen.
What is it again?
I think he pronounced it Proen, but I mean, he could have just been saying it fast. It's spelled Pro-want, but one word.
Pro-want, but Proen. Okay, well, I'll take that. We need to give them their due because they gave us a free Twinkie.
I agree. It was nice of them to do so.
Absolutely. Now, Sean, what would you think of a deep fried Twinkie? I mean, you deep fry lettuce, so there you go.
I'm not a big Twinkie eater, actually.
Oh, come on! We know that's a lie.
I might be fat.
No, nobody said. No, wait a second. Nobody said anything about weight.
But I am not a Twinkie eater. I never was.
That's not about weight. We just know you like the sweets.
Well, I like the sweets.
So you went to weight. Now I'll get letters, people saying you're calling him heavy. I'm not calling you. I just was saying you had a sweet tooth.
No, I mean, I'm not, I'll be honest with you, all jokes aside, I'm not a big Twinkie eater.
I bet if I gave you a Twinkie and I said, listen, here you go.
No,
you've been to my house and you've seen those Twinkies. You said, well, can I have one of those?
No, I never asked you for one of those.
Well, I think you did a Twinkie. I think he'd eat a Twinkie.
And just to make...
By the way, it's probably sitting there for 5 years.
Well, maybe that's why you don't ask for one.
And just to make sure that Scott doesn't get any hate mail, nobody here has said anything about Sean's size, except Sean himself when he said Refrigerator Perry.
Yes.
So, just make sure the record's clear.
And once you admit something...
I disagree with that. Why don't you... See, Linda's on my side.
See, but once you open it up, then you got to take it.
Right.
Now, you can keep something hidden all you want, but once you throw it on the table,
I mean,
then
if
you
got to expect. Somebody says Refrigerator Perry, those doors come open.
Yeah.
And we're going to see.
Do we have our singers, Matt? We had some wonderful singers here earlier.
I don't know where they went. I went to the bathroom earlier because, you know, they were...
That's where we look for them. We go to the bathroom. They were hanging out in the bathroom area.
They were sitting across from the bathrooms underneath, like, the bleachers.
What were their names? Jess and...
Riley.
Jess and Riley. But we hope they return because they got a hit tonight. My goodness gracious. We taped it earlier. Thank God we've got it on video. We went down with Buckeye Guy and taped a whole little thing earlier on with Jess and Riley. So you'll have to check that out on the Facebook page, but... Woo! They can sing.
I agree. It was entertaining.
It was shocking, and I'm trying not to give it away, but it was shocking. And I'll tell the story once we know they're either not coming or they come. But the story is very interesting. Do you like music, Pastor Craig? We can try to find George and get him to do PS 117 again.
Hey, I'd be willing to listen to it again. I like all kinds of music.
Linda, have you ever heard George Kasotis do PS 117?
I don't know about his new song, but I've heard him sing before.
Oh, last night he got up here and he belted one out like an opera singer. And the place applauded. It came down. He brought the house down.
All right.
Now, you know George likes to go.
Oh, yeah. He's talented, though.
Now, he's been on your show quite a bit recently.
Once. I had him.
He's
on
only been
once.
On one time?
Yes, and I tried to get him back.
Oh, I thought he was on more often.
I guess I woke him up.
Right.
And well, I mean, too.
George is a long-time guest on our station. He's been on with me. He was on with Charlie for years.
I'm
of course,
to get him back.
On with Glenn.
Yeah.
He's a great storyteller. That's why I call him a raconteur, because really to say restaurateur, I don't think really covers all of what George has done in his life.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Now, you got interested in George because of his connection with...
African-Americans. back in the, what, 50s or 40s, he bought that bar across the tracks, Ace High Club, and he somehow he got his name and a lot of other stuff. Maybe not can go on the air, but yeah, a lot of other stuff. And I did not know that, and I did not know that he was the one that sold it to Willie Favors years ago.
George, I tell you, had his hand in just about everything back in those
days. Yes, he sure did.
He certainly, I say the raconteur, that's the right word to use.
He told me about buying the jukebox and how they had dances and all that going on there.
Good, good guy, and always fun to have. And today was Veterans Day here at the fair, and he was here, I believe, in full... Well, I don't know. I saw him this morning when he came in, and he had a hat on and some kind of military suit. Now, he was from the Korean War, so he goes way back. But it looked good. He was looking good today.
He's a sharp dresser now.
He... Tuxedos, you know. George is a good guy. And Matt, you had not met George until last night, but you became a fan.
George is very charismatic. He likes to talk, and he has a lot of information that he loves to share.
He certainly is charismatic. Now, Sean, you've known George for a while. What would you say about George Kasotis?
I think George is he's a character. I think he's very nice to talk to. He's very down to earth.
Pastor Craig, now, did you met George prior to the fair?
I'd met him one time, but this was the first time I was ever really around him. Now, I'd heard several of the interviews that you have done. I've heard some of the replays with Charlie Evers when George has been on there. But, you know, the thing about George, he not only is he, you know, got a lot of energy and got a lot of stories, but they're interesting stories. And there's a lot of, I mean, he's got a lot of history that he remembers and a lot of history that he recalls and a lot of history that he shares. I mean, he's really a walking treasure book, in my opinion.
Now, one of my favorite moments last night was when Matt said to Mary Ellen Withrow, "Tell me about World War II." That was good.
I like World War II has just been interesting to me. I've never met somebody who has lived through it. So if I had the opportunity to know what it was like to live through World War II.
I was surprised that you did not ask George, because he's only about a year and a half behind Mary Ellen.
Oh, I did think about it. I just didn't for whatever reason.
Well, you'll have time, hopefully. I don't think George is going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, hopefully not. I mean, he's in good shape.
He is in good shape. It's because of the olive oil and lemon juice that he drinks and eats every day. He puts olive oil and lemon juice on everything. Salad, root beer, Twinkies, olive oil and lemon juice. That's how he keeps it all lubricated and ready to go.
Yeah, he does. What's that Sunday he makes, or whatever it's called?
Baklava Sunday.
Yeah, I've never tried it, but I heard it's really good.
Oh, it's very delicious. And he taught me the recipe to that, but apparently even John Isley himself thought the Baklava Sunday was the way to go.
And in true George Kasotis spirit, when he said, you know, that deep-fried Twinkie was pretty good, and you asked him, "Now, would you have ever served restaurant?" And, of course, the answer, "Well, no, never."
No, no.
But it was good.
It was good, but it wouldn't have made the menu.
Right.
Wouldn't have made the menu. You know, Linda, George Kasotis is just a charismatic gentleman, is he not?
Yes, he is.
Good storyteller?
Good storyteller. He's good to be around. He keeps the livelihood of the conversation going, you know. And because he's so deep into things, and because of his age, he's witnessed a lot of things, you know, and he's been around a long time. And he can tell you when all these different businesses started up, you know, and how long they lasted and what he had. I think it's him and his mother.
His mother, Dorothy.
And all that kind of stuff, you know, it's very interesting. And I love history.
Now, one thing I want to do while we have Linda here and everybody here, we did this a little bit last night with Mary Ellen and George, but I think I only got around to Mary Ellen and George with this, is I put a post on Facebook on Monday night that the best person to ever broadcast from the Marion County Fair was Charlie Evers. There's no doubt about it. And Linda and I and Sean all had the opportunity. I don't think you ever came to the fair, though, did you, when Charlie was here?
No, I didn't.
I don't think so. But Linda and I, Sean was with the radio station, of course, but Linda and I both had the opportunity to broadcast with Charlie from the Marion County Fair, and that goes right up there in your book. And what I said about Charlie the other night was what the interesting thing about Charlie at the fair. He did a lot of things very good. I mean, his show was entertaining, and he could do a lot of things good. But at the fair, I always thought he was in his element, because he knew Evers Arena's over here. He had raised all that money to replace the arena. Evers Arena was here. He had a lifetime fair pass. He knew about the FFA. He knew about the 4-H. He knew about the animals. He knew about all that. He was just a wealth of knowledge. He never brought a note to the fair. And when the kids came, pork producers, all he just knew it. Right. From being, and I never knew anybody who broadcast more entertainingly or information-wise than Charlie Evers at the Marion County Fair. And he's just a delight to broadcast from, and nobody will ever do it as well. And I always said when Charlie That's broadcast true. From the fair, it was an event. Yes. It wasn't just the fair. Yes. Him being here was an event.
Yes, it was. No matter where he was in broadcasting from, it was an event, you know. He just had that class act.
He really
hard
did.
To follow.
Now, when we used to come to the fair and with Marge and Charlie, what are your memories of those days?
Oh, my. Marge, I enjoyed her. She would fill in when I didn't have anybody on my show. She, more than willing to, her and Mrs. Weir. You know, I really enjoyed Miss Hazlett. I remember her from grade. I mean, yeah.
She was a first grade teacher, I believe, at Mark Street.
Yeah, I remember her, and I think she went to the third grade after that or the fourth. But I remember her. She had a stern face, but she was nice, and she treated everyone nice. And I remember that about her.
And Charlie and Marge were the same year, same age. And interestingly enough, they both went within 4 months of each other.
Really? Was it that
They did.
Close?
That close. Marge went in February, and Charlie went in May.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine? Now,
she's a nice dresser, too.
Sean, of course, you were not at the fair with Charlie, but you heard those broadcasts. What did you, Charlie in the fair?
Yeah, he definitely has the, he had a following. And he certainly knew about the animals. He knew about the animals, really.
He really did. Now, Pastor Craig, did you ever hear of any Charlie's broadcast from the fair of all the years he did it?
I actually don't think I any heard any of his fair broadcasts.
But he was sharp.
Yes.
Sharp broadcaster. Yes. And
I believe I heard there's the one that you did from the Bratwurst Festival.
Oh, Charlie. Yeah, very similar.
Yeah, but I've heard that. As a matter of fact, I listened to it a couple of times. And, you know, if he was half of that at the fair, it would be great.
You know, that Bratwurst Festival, and we'll cover that again this year. I'm sure we'll be doing broadcasts from the Bratwurst. I love the Bratwurst Festival. We do the Bratwurst Festival and don't do the Popcorn Festival anymore because they're just nicer at the Bratwurst Festival. The Bratwurst Festival is interesting because of the dirndls and the queens. Nothing against the popcorn. I'm just kidding.
And the queens are willing to talk to you.
Yeah, they're actually willing to come up to you there, and you get the polka music. But when Charlie and I, we broadcast from the street in a rainstorm at the Bratwurst Festival, and I'm telling you, he just knew everything. And I just had to sit there that day and watch. And when the broadcast was over, he said to me, now this is a man more than 50 years in the broadcast industry. He said, this is the best day in broadcasting I ever had. There was something about that day at the Bratwurst Festival. It was just great. I'm glad we have pictures of that and the audio.
Because it's great listening to the audio.
It was a perfect day. Now, Matt, you got to meet Mrs. Evers yesterday, 2 days ago, Jeannie Evers. It was so nice to have her stop by the booth here. You're aware somewhat of Charlie, right?
Yeah, I knew the Evers Arena was named after him when he used the airwaves to help rebuild it, yeah.
It's nice to have a history like
that. I agree.
Now, coming up at 7:15, we're going to bring our cooking friend over here, and it's going to be a great broadcast with him, and we're going to find out about the whole water thing tonight. Why it's healthier. Is that what I'm saying this right, Pastor
Yes.
Craig? It's
Yes.
healthier to cook without water. So at 7:15, he's going to open up the second hour with us here, and we're going to find all that out. Healthier to cook without water. You might want to stick around for this, Linda. He's selling pots and pans
why
over here.
Why is that? Do you know why? Oh.
Yeah.
Probably natural juices.
I don't know.
Probably does.
Well, we can drag him over here now if you want. Is he available?
Yeah, he's coming.
Well, here he comes. Well, let's just bring him on over. Sean him already got him. Well, let's just get this on the air here. This is something we've been waiting to do all week, and he's been busy here, so we're so glad he's going to join us right now, because Linda has some questions about
yes,
this, because last night, George Kasotis, 91-year-old restaurateur, raconteur, was here at the booth with us, and he was talking. He had just come from your show over there, and George told us, after 70 years of cooking, that it's healthier not to cook with water. Is that right?
That's our feeling, yes. It shows up in the color, the vibrancy, the taste, nutrition. Yes, it's a very wonderful experience, and it's an amazing opportunity for me to do this type of work. Impressing somebody like George simply amazing, absolutely amazing. To take somebody who's 91 years old and watch them light up eating vegetables, it's pretty special. You know, when somebody like himself says that he hasn't liked cooked carrots, you figure he probably hasn't liked cooked carrots since he was 4 or 5 years old, right? And here he is at 91 years old having a fresh new experience, and it's about cooking vegetables. And that I did that for that man was something that I'll always remember.
Now, so the question is, why is it healthier to cook without water than not?
Well, we're cooking at lower temperatures, so most people recognize that when you cook at lower temperatures, you cook out less of the nutrition. And, you know, I probably couldn't get into all the background of it because I'm not necessarily the person who makes the cookware or understands all the underlying physics of it. But we know that at least we're not using water, which is a natural solvent, drawing out color, taking out, just like when you create your coffee with hot water, right? So if we are keeping the water out and we're keeping the temperature down, we're not extracting as much of that nutrition and then pouring it down the drain, but instead we're allowing it to kind of stay and come to life inside of the vegetables. And it really shows up in the plumpness and the tenderness and juiciness of the vegetables, and we just retain much of that. And for a lot of people, it's something that they've never actually experienced before.
It's kind of interesting because I think of one of the things I've had here at the fair is a bratwurst. Now, there are several different ways people can cook bratwurst, and I usually boil them first, and then I usually just eat them that way, honestly. So you would have to continue to use water with bratwurst, right? That is the healthier way than just cooking them on a skillet?
You know, I don't know if I'm as qualified of a chef to make comparisons like that. And so if it were left to me, I would be cooking it with our cookware. I'd be cooking it without grease. It's one of the things that I talk with people a lot about when I'm doing the demonstrations, how we cook without water. The other thing we do is we cook without grease. And so we just use whatever oils are naturally present in the foods. And because we're cooking at lower temperatures, but we still get the job done, I would, you know what, if we want to bring some brats back by here, we can go ahead and give it a shot and see how they come out, and you be the judge.
Well, it's very interesting because Graham here is doing shows in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Now, the fair ends tomorrow, but you'll be here tonight until 8 o'clock, and tomorrow, what's the schedule?
I think the schedule tomorrow is 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., and we plan to stick it out. I know there's the auction's going on behind us here, so there should be a lot of activity, a lot of buzz inside the Coliseum, and so we'll do our best to, you know, use our big boy voices, big girl voices, and still speak to the audiences and answer questions and do demonstrations and have some fun watching a lot of the activity going on around the auction. I've never been a part of a fair auction like this, and so it's been great meeting the kids this week and learning what animals that they're raising. And as much fun as it has been to watch them run around wild, I know that they're here doing some serious and important work at home, and they brought that to the fair, and it'll be nice to see how it all culminates on Saturday.
Now, people, what I like about what you're doing here, because there are a lot of vendors here and doing great work, but what you do is you give people a show, and that's what George and our county auditor, Joanne Kasotis, were watching yesterday right before they came over here. If people want to come in and see the show, they just walk up to you and don't give away the whole show, but what do they get to see?
The centerpiece is the 7 veggie medley that we make for people. So that's one of the things that got George so excited. When I spoke with him this morning, because he and Joanne were so wonderful with me, I gifted them some of the slow cooker presentation that I use throughout the day and what we call our gourmet cooker. I use that throughout the day to kind of give a sense to people how the gourmet cooker works. And at the end of the day, somebody has to eat it. So I took my half and I made sure that George and Joanne went home with some chicken and the vegetables that we prepared for them. And he came back this morning and said it like butter in his mouth. So that was also very nice to hear from such a kind man.
Cool. High praise there. Now, if somebody cannot make it to the fair tomorrow, how would they get in touch?
Waterlesscookware.com. My name is Graham, so they always can call our office, which is, our manufacturing company in West Bend, Wisconsin. We're 100% American made. So this morning when veterans were here, showing people our Pentagon approved veteran honoring knobs that we involve our cookware when people tell us what branch they served in. And so just reach out through waterlessbrook.com. You can find our number there. Give us a call. We're a family-owned, veteran-owned business. And if you'd like to be in touch with me, just give them a call and let them know that you're looking for Graham.
Now, what price range, and I'm sure there are different price ranges here, is the cookware?
It's premium cookware, and there's nothing quite like it on the market. And so it fetches premium prices. This is forever cookware. So when people bought this cookware at this fair, women have told me that they bought this for $300, $400, $500. Back in the day, one woman, I think, said she's had her set for over 62 years, and she still uses it today. And she said that when she bought it, you know, her family thought she was crazy. And so the prices might seem crazy, but inflation's a thing that's happening that we're all very aware of today. And I won't reveal the prices on over the air, but I'll tell you, they'll never be more affordable than they are today. And it's really money well spent, because this is cookware that you'll have forever and be able to pass on through the generations.
I want to get Linda Sims hop over here, because I'm sure you have a question, because when he said forever cookware, you said, my goodness, there, after somebody lady had it for 60 years.
Oh my
you have
gosh.
A question here for our friend Graham?
I haven't even had mine for like 3 years. Good.
Yeah.
Still throwing away one piece at a time. So how long has this been in the market?
Well, KitchenCraft has been in business for 117 years.
Oh, okay. Long time.
And we're known by West Bend and also Lustercraft. So KitchenCraft, Lustercraft, and West Bend are our family brands. And we've been making cookware here in America in West Bend, Wisconsin for 117 years.
Wow. This is your first time being in Marion?
This is. I'm still a rookie with the company, and so I've been working with them since January this year. I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and so I was in Ohio to visit my mom, and one of the blessings of this role is that there's some flexibility in where we work. There are always fairs going on. There are always shows. There are always places to be where vendors can set up, and so we're always keeping an eye out for opportunities, and when the opportunity to be here combined with my visiting family, we put the two together, and I ended up here at the Marion County Fair.
What kind of, I guess, utensils do you use for that? Is it plastic or
stainless steel?
Stainless steel. You can use that.
You can use that.
Oh my! Because most, you know, cookware, you can't. You have to use the plastic.
Correct.
There.
Stainless steel. Come on by, and I'll show it to you.
Oh my!
I'll cook you some veggies.
I mean, I'm really intrigued by it. I really am. And the fact that you can use stainless steel.
Correct.
You know, because
I do it in every show.
Some of them scratch so easily.
And they're toxic.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
Speechless.
Now, what do you cook a lot of, Linda?
Not much of anything anymore.
Right. You throw it away every couple of years and don't replace it.
Not much. I don't cook much. But when I do cook, I guess it's the whatever material they're using for this pots and pans that you can buy at Walmart or whatever, spend a couple $100 for it. And you know, it doesn't last. It'll tell you that it will last like a lifetime, but that's not true.
It's not true. And I hear that all the time from people. So everybody has their own individual experience.
Right.
The only ones who tell me that they have pretty much without exception, the only people that tell me they have the experience of it having lasted forever are those people who went ahead and got their waterless cookware at any point in their life. So 10 and 12 years, that's to be expected when
wow.
Women, families, and couples have had this cookware for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, or they've inherited it from a grandparent.
Wow.
And that goes back, you know, that long. I always think to myself, they probably were told it would last forever when they bought it. They probably rolled their eyes and said, okay, I'll buy it anyway.
That's almost unbelievable.
Correct?
Really,
and they may have thought that when they bought it.
Wow.
But all these years later, that's why they're so excited to come by and say, I've got mine. I've had it for 52 years.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I need a card.
Okay. Come on by the booth, and I'll give you some veggies. I'll feed you.
At least a card, right?
Okay.
My husband is looking at me like...
Well, we're here with Graham, who's got a great booth set up here at the Marion County Fair, and it is fascinating. Because now, forever cookware. Now, let's say, you know, and not that anything would happen, but let's say I had the cookware, and all of a sudden something happened. What do you do?
You know, what's most likely to happen would be perhaps the breaking of a handle or breaking of a knob or maybe the loss of the lid. And like any responsible manufacturer, and especially a manufacturer that guarantees its cookware forever, we have an inventory of replacement pieces. And if it needs to be replaced in whole, we do that for people. So there are always those special stories where somebody thought that they had a minor problem and they got a major replacement when they contacted us for that warranty. So, but we understand the promise that we're making, and we make sure as a manufacturer we have the materials from the different vintages to support those customers.
Now, just on kind of par here, how much of the nutrients are we losing when we use a lot of water?
You know, I couldn't address that because, again, I'm not... Definitely some. You know, the visual example is when we show you how just a 15 or 20 second soak or some water in veggies already starts to pull out color. And you have to expect that that's also pulling out nutrition. Just like you're getting caffeine in your water when you run it through the grounds, you know that nutrients are the caffeine inside of our vegetables, and you know that's going into the water every time you're cooking.
Well, I do have to say this. We're coming up on the end of the first hour here. Now, we got a whole other hour here from the fair tonight. We're going to take a 15-minute break at the top of the hour, but our booth here is just kind of catty-cornered from where Graham is, and I've heard him giving his presentation here at the fair quite a few times, and you have a great voice, and you have a great presentation, so I've enjoyed being close to you here at the fair.
Excellent. Thank you very much,
Thank you,
Scott. Graham. I appreciate you.
Thank you for joining us. Absolutely. We are here at the Marion County Fair. Matt, tell us how we are broadcasting here from the Marion County Fair. Give us a cue here.
WGH Talk... Sorry. WGH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County Fair are being sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archives page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. Have fun at the fair.
Now, we've got a whole other hour coming up here at the fair. We're not going anywhere. And then we've got two more hours tonight back at the studio from 8:15 till 10 p.m. But we're another hour here at the fair. So we're going to take a 15-minute time out here in a second. But we've got Linda Sims. We've got Pastor Craig. We've got Sean Kraft. We've got Matt Morgan. I'm here, and I think eventually we are going to be joined by a singing group, I think. And Linda, your new husband's here with us. Now, you got to introduce him to us. Well, we've met him, but right, to the audience, to the listening audience.
Charles Ed Pickett. Say hello.
Hello, everybody out there in Marion, Ohio Radio.
Right. He does. He might be your co-host soon.
You never know.
Now,
how would you like?
It'd be interesting.
It could be like Regis and Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
It could be one of those things.
I could try it.
Well, I tell you, well, we might hear more about that after the break here. And Pastor Craig, I'm not going to tell what he did, but I see what he did over here.
It showed up
during the break, and I'm not going to bring that up till the other side of the Linda. Oh my goodness, do you see this?
I see. I just heard about him.
Well,
get ready.
Get ready for the other side of the break here. We're coming back with Linda, our little family here at the fair. Linda Sims, Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and Sean Kraft, and of course, Ed, Linda's husband, and we're so happy about that as well. Part of the family here at WGH Talk. All right, we're at the fair, and we're having a great time. It is quite the Friday night, and I do want to thank Sean again, because tonight the reason you're hearing us so well is because Sean got us on the private Wi-Fi network. So thanks, Sean.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, we're going to break. Go get some cheese dip and cola and come back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And